matter how much smarter you are than me, I will still always have one thing over you, and that's treachery. Right? That's the one thing that old people excel at, is treachery.
In the United States federal law, sedition primarily refers to seditious conspiracy under 18 U.S. Code 2384. This occurs when two or more persons conspire to overthrow, put down, or destroy by force the government of the United States.
We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops.
Because you work at the federal government, that you somehow have absolute immunity from committing crimes? That's not true in any law school in America, whether it's Yale or Villanova or anywhere else. That's not true.
Show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line.
Our Constitution, written by our founders, is intended to protect us against a threat identical to Donald Trump, someone who seeks power at all costs to get more power.
If any of them want to come in this city and commit a crime, you will not be able to hide. Nobody will whisk you off. You don't want this smoke, because we will bring it to you. And the fake, whatever they call them, because I can't say the name, but the criminal in the White House would not be able to keep you from going to jail.
You know, people are out marching and all today, and we need to speak up. We need to be out there and shut this rogue government down, because it's just awful what they're doing to people.
There's what's called the 3.5% rule, which is that if you look at authoritarian regimes of various kinds all over the world over the last, like, century, once you have 3.5% of a population protesting nonviolently against a dictator or an authoritarian, that is essentially an unstoppable force that they can't oppose, and that precludes them from consolidating dictatorial power.
3.5%.
3.5%. It's not that much larger a number than what we're already seeing in the streets against Trump.
Levy war against the United States.
And it's clear. Look, I don't think any governor in history has had to fight a war against the federal government every single day.
Well, I said this yesterday. We've never been at war with our federal government.
Opposed by force the authority of the United States.
Minnesota will not allow our community to be used as a prop in a national political fight. We will not take the bait.
Why are people showing up in vehicles, in convoys, not just in Minneapolis, but all over the country, in an effort to obstruct lawful federal law enforcement activities?
Prevent, hinder, or delay by force the execution of any U.S. law, or seize or possess by force any property of the United States contrary to its authority.
I'm far enough away. I'm not influencing anything.
Do you live on the street?
I don't. No.
Okay, I need you to get in your.
No, I won't.
Ma'am, I need you to leave.
It's my right to be here.
You need to back up out of the way.
I will not.
One of our cars as well. You were too close right now. You were interfering.
I'm right here.
Federal investigation.
You're going to get out of my face. I'm a public citizen. No, I won't. Tell me why I'm far enough away from your investigation.
You need to back up this way.
Step beyond our cars.
Don't touch me, please.
Let me say to this federal agencies and ICE. This is Oregon. We do not need you. You're not welcome. And you need to get the hell out of our community.
I don't know where people got the notion that if you disagree with our immigration laws, it is okay to oppose federal law enforcement. It is not okay. It is illegal. And if you use your car to ram a police officer or a federal agent, they're going to use deadly force. So people need to know this is not a game.
The definition of treason is explicitly defined in the U.S. Constitution, Article 3, Section 3, and codified in 18 U.S. Code 2381, consisting of levying war against the United States or adhering to the enemies of the United States, giving them aid and comfort.
No matter what you do to me, you can arrest me or not. I am going to document your illegal actions. Because if there is no accountability today, there will be accountability tomorrow.
Dude, I'm going to war. I'm going to war. I'm going to war. I'm putting down the Crawler Donut and the Dunkin' Donuts beverage, and I am going to war. Mark my words, Hegseth. I'm coming for you.
I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot.
and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning and welcome to the American Journal. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Halfway through the week. You know, my parents are on their way to a vacation right now, and I just got an alert that, you know, if you thought you were having a bad day, you're not having a bad day, because my dad, apparently on his way to Hawaii, just lost his cell phone. So your day is not as bad as my father's day right now. If you find my dad's phone, let me know, though. Hit me up on X. He's frantically looking right now for that. But, you know, it's a chaotic day. It's a very, very busy day. And we got a lot to break down for you today. So we're excited that you're all here. Of course, we'll be joined by an incredible lineup of incredible people. People like Texas Representative Brian Harrison will be joining the show. As many of you guys know, we don't have a lot of fighters here in the state of Texas. We have a lot of fake fighters, a lot of Republicans pretending to be Republicans, but this is our one guy that we have. I rarely put politicians on this show because I don't like them. But he's not a politician. He's a truth teller. We are big fans of Brian Harrison, and he will be with us at around 10:30 a.m. Eastern time to break down the latest here in Texas. He's done with the rhinos. He's done with it. He is actually calling for serious reforms in the state of Texas that you probably didn't even know we needed, because they sit there and they pretend to pass legislation that's absolutely worthless. So Harrison will be joining us to detail just that. Also, Viva Fry joining the program later today. Some of you guys know he's a former litigator, podcast host over on Rumble as well. And there's a lot to break down with him because, you know, they call us a bunch of blackpillers, but the reality of it is we haven't seen anything. We haven't seen any movements. And, you know, Viva's keeping his eye on all things related to lawfare, all things related to the lack of action taking place. Also, we're going to have him weigh in a little bit on the suspected J6 pipe bomber. I know many of you don't believe that the individual who's been arrested is the person, but interesting enough, the man who has been arrested for that, his attorneys are claiming that he's actually been pardoned by President Trump and can't face criminal charges. Obviously, Viva's probably read into this, I'd assume, since this is like the case he's been focused on. So we'll ask him about that. We'll also talk about prosecuting Anthony Fauci, because Rand Paul's made several important claims yesterday when he spoke with Joe Rogan. I believe it was yesterday it came out. And so we'll be playing that for you guys as well. We'll also be talking about James Comer. Now, he is obviously the chairman of the Oversight Committee. And honestly, like, I know a lot of us are, you know, where are the arrests? Obviously, that's me every day. But James Comer has actually been bringing forward meaningful criminal referrals, and then they just fall flat over at the DOJ. We're going to talk about that because there's another one, Merrick Garland. That criminal referral is literally sitting over on Pam Bondi's desk. Oh, I like this graphic. Black pillars out there. Guess how many arrests have been made in the key cases that you and I all care about? Zero. But we're not shutting up about that anytime soon. We're also not shutting up about the transgender issue. I don't know if you guys paid attention yesterday. I sure as heck got a good chuckle in. Over the Supreme Court, there was a very important case related to transgender issues. Specifically, though, boys pretending to be girls trying to infiltrate female sports. Well, the Supreme Court's now taking that case up. And it was interesting because our so-called conservative justice, well, she's not so conservative because we could just say that she likes to use the same terms that those on the left like to use when describing this mental illness. Matthew Marsden is going to be joining us. He's an actor, producer, and also a contributor over the Blaze. He's going to join us to react to all of that because, you know, Matthew's got a whole squad of kids. I mean, that guy's really running a whole baseball team over there at his house. And so this is an issue that's close to his heart because he has a lot of young daughters. I'm sure a lot of you guys do care about this issue, so he'll be talking about that. He'll also be talking with us about ICE because, you know, Joe Rogan is going to find himself in a really bad position. They are misrepresenting a quote that was said by Rogan on his podcast. They literally cut it down to about 9 seconds and they pushed it out there and the mainstream media is running with it. I'm going to play the full clip for you, though, so we don't mislead you. And we'll talk about how the media is covering it because they're all piles of garbage. Trying to make it seem like Joe Rogan's going against ICE. He's not. He's actually, and they clipped it perfectly where it sounds like he's against ICE raiding the homes, the buildings of illegals. But when you play the full clip, you realize he's actually telling you both sides' perspectives. I'll get that to that in a little bit because, of course, it's outrageous. But it's happening because, well, these people are cowards. These people are cowards. Also, there was a great video of an ICE agent shutting down a liberal hack, trying to pretend like they are better than him because they are college educated. It's one of those videos where you're like, inject it into my veins. Speaking of that, too, President Trump telling someone to F off yesterday, that was pretty amazing. Although, all right, you know how I feel about the Epstein files, but I do like a little bit of a spicy president. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But first things first, you know, yesterday when we were on the show, we had the news regarding the Clintons. The Clintons are apparently above the law. They don't think they have to comply when they are forced to come in front of Congress. They think they are immune to prosecutions. They kind of are. But they also think that they don't have to answer any questions, specifically Bill, about why he was so heavily involved in Jeffrey Epstein. You know, visits, having him at the White House, you know, all of the things you'd want to know if you are a taxpaying American who despises pedophiles. So for some reason, Bill Clinton now came out yesterday, said, I'm not going to talk to the Oversight Committee. I have nothing to tell them in regards to why I enjoyed hanging out with the pedophile. Instead, though, he decided to pretend like he's a patriot. He's fighting for this country. Obviously, that's hot trash. He's trying to serve to you. But you're smarter than that. You don't fall for that nonsense. But yesterday, James Comer, who's obviously the chairman of that committee that he was supposed to speak at yesterday, well, James Comer spoke to the media in regards to Bill Clinton, thinking he doesn't have to answer questions. Take a listen to clip one.
All right. Well, I think everyone knows by now Bill Clinton did not show up. And I think it's important to note that this subpoena was voted on in a bipartisan manner by this committee. This wasn't something that I just issued as chairman of the committee. This was voted on by the entire committee in a unanimous vote of the House Oversight Committee to subpoena former President Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Now, Hillary Clinton's supposed to show up tomorrow. We'll see what happens there. But with respect to the former president, he did not show up today. One reason I think most Americans won't President Clinton to answer some questions is because he visited the White House. Jeffrey Epstein visited the White House 17 times while Bill Clinton was president. I've been in Congress 9 years. I think I've been to the White House 9 times in 9 years. Epstein was in the White House double the amount of time that I was under one president. And then we know that Bill Clinton flew on Epstein's plane somewhere around 27 times after the presidency. So no one's accusing Bill Clinton of any wrongdoing. We just have questions, and that's why the Democrats voted along with Republicans to subpoena Bill Clinton. Not a single Democrat showed up today. Not a single Democrat. The ones that have press conferences on the Capitol steps and talk about how they're trying to get justice for the victims and all that, it just seems like they only care about questioning Republicans. And we've had a former Trump cabinet secretary, Acosta, in for a grilling. We had Bill Barr, former attorney general, in for a grilling. But for whatever reason, President Clinton didn't show up, and the Democrats on the committee don't seem to have a problem. This is the amount of preparation that went into this deposition today. These were the questions that we were prepared to ask. We've communicated with President Clinton's legal team for months now, giving them opportunity after opportunity to come in, to give us a date, and they continue to delay to the point where we had no idea whether they're going to show up today or not. I think it's very disappointing. As a result of Bill Clinton not showing up for his lawful subpoena, which again was voted on unanimously by the committee in a bipartisan manner, we will move next week in the House Oversight Committee markup to hold former President Clinton in contempt of Congress.
All right, I do trust James Comer on that one. That is something he's probably going to make good on. But again, will this go and die over at the DOJ? Likely. Many of these criminal referrals have died on Pam Bondi's desk. And not just Pam Bondi. Obviously, she's got a team, and she does put a lot of this on them to do. It is her job to do oversight on that, though. But the reality of it is it's not just her desk where things go to die. It's also Todd Blanche's desk, the deputy AG. So, we'll see how this all plays out. By the way, I wasn't a fan of James Comer saying with respect to the former president. We'll hold our respects. Bill Clinton is an absolute pervert. He's a creep. We know this. Again, we're not going to call him a pedophile because those are allegations that haven't yet been proven. But we can promise you that he is a pervert. He is a creep. And he has zero qualities of a respectable president. So I disagree with that. But I'd also tell you to buckle up because, guys, I have a bad feeling nothing's going to come of this. Bad feeling. Why? Well, although we did see when Democrats were in charge, they did lock up with the help of some Republicans. They did lock up Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro. They were able to get away with that because, well, they know how to do lawfare better than anyone else. And they're all compliant. And they know how to stick together on that front. But the reality of it is, remember when President Trump spoke just a few weeks ago and said that he has a lot of respect for Bill Clinton, that they are good friends. He's known him for years. You think he's going to let them throw him in prison? Probably not. Probably not. And it's a drastic turn of events for President Trump. I don't know why all of a sudden he is now sided with Bill. He speaks highly of him in regards to even the Epstein files. It's insane. Yes, but it's happening. It's happening. I want to get to another very important update as well. This one's in regards to Jack Smith. Now, Jack Smith, as many of you guys know, is a former special counsel who was ultimately, I mean, in my opinion, was just put in his role to go after President Trump and all of his allies and people who supported him because, well, why not? You get away with it. You get away with it. Well, Jack Smith, and we learned this through his private deposition that he gave to Congress just a few weeks ago, but Jack Smith wanted to speak publicly on the record in front of the American people. For some reason, Republicans shut that down. They wanted to be a closed interview. Well, now it looks like, according to Chairman Jim Jordan's team, Jack Smith himself will be testifying publicly in front of the House Judiciary Committee. An announcement being made earlier this week that's scheduled for January 22nd. Now, again, this follows the eight-hour deposition, that closed-door deposition. I don't understand why Republicans wanted it. They also didn't do us any favors by releasing it, what, the day before New Year's? In the evening, too, by the way, hoping you weren't going to pay attention to it. You know, I'm a loser. I watch it. I don't care. You're not going to get it past me. But for many Americans, they were not paying attention to all of the crimes that Jack Smith was, number one, creating, allegedly. But most importantly, the fact that he thought he was above all. I mean, Jack Smith, although he was appointed as special counsel, they never actually validated his position or whether he had the authority to go after President Trump. But it didn't matter. It didn't matter. And by the way, that closed door meeting was a 255-page transcript with Jack Smith that was released on December 31st. So my memory is pretty sharp these days. Again, there's no reason for that. Why would that happen in the first place? We don't know. We don't know. Interesting enough, too, folks, I want to play this. We could play the VO for you. This is President Trump. Yesterday, he was actually over at Ford. And it was interesting because, get this, one of the Ford employees decided to scream something out at President Trump, allegedly calling President Trump a pedophile protector. Well, listen, obviously, you know how I feel about the Epstein stuff, so we're not going to pretend like I am not a critic of the president for his response to that. But we will show you this video of President Trump telling that individual, F you, twice, actually, and giving him the finger, flipping him the bird. Now, if you needed any more evidence that President Trump is my fellow New Yorker, Queens native, here you go. Point right to him and tell him he could go F himself. That is the American way. Now, interesting enough, too, it's worth noting that the Ford employee and the UAW member has apparently been suspended for what he said to President Trump. That was in the Dearborn, Michigan truck plant. Why suspend him? Why wouldn't you fire him immediately? Right off the bat. One would think, right? This is a bad representation. You have the president of the United States coming to your plant, and this is what you're going to do? This is what you're going to say to him? Again, you know how I feel about the Epstein stuff. I'm not going to sit there and pretend like he handled this great. I'm not going to pretend like he's still handling it well. But he's still the president of the United States. Probably should have a little bit more respect for him. But I don't know. Just telling him to go F off, right? Right to their faces, the president of the United States. I like it. I know a lot of people will say, probably his wife, this isn't very presidential of you. But sometimes you just got to do it. See, these lefties think they could just run around and do whatever they want, and there's no ramifications for their behavior. And speaking of that, since we're on the topic of F off at 9:20 in the morning, there was a very interesting clip yesterday, and I kind of liked it too. Don't like the guy too much. I don't think he's a bad person, because I think most politicians are obviously corrupt, but I don't think he's a bad person. Eric Adams, the former New York City mayor, he gets a lot of, you know, pushback, obviously. He was, in my lifetime, I mean, obviously there's Rudy Giuliani, but I think Eric Adams is pretty much second, and I know a lot of people disagree with that, but I don't think he was as bad as what could have been, what's going to be in New York City. But Eric Adams, obviously not winning over a lot of people, especially because he spoke out about the immigration issue, the migrants that were pushed into his city. Oh yeah, this is a bad picture too. Yeah, we don't like that. But also, Eric Adams is a race baiting scumbag. But all of that aside, there's few minor things that you don't like, I don't like. Yesterday, he did tell a woman with a face mask on. I mean, she's literally suffocating herself. It's probably, you could only see one, but I could have just assumed it's probably layers of masks on her face underneath that one. But yesterday, while he was getting off a flight, some left-leaning hack, I guess, started throwing shade his way. We don't know what started, but we only know how this video ended. Take a look.
Eric Adams, please punch me in the face. I would love if you punched me in the face. Okay, you can get f***ed soon.
Right?
Yeah, fuck you.
Things are over.
Yeah, good. Thank God. I don't see your ugly ass face everywhere. Damn.
That's nice.
Most of us are arrested.
Those days are over. Yeah, you know what? Good. Okay. Because I've seen politicians in you know, real life, I guess you would say, like, just, you know, after they've left their post, and I've never actually gone up to them to do this. I've never. You know, if you're going to sit there and you're going to bother someone as he's just at the airport, then good. Do what you got to do. But I think he had to catch himself for a little bit, because I think he almost was going to hit her. Obviously, we don't like that. But what is a woman? Some might ask. But this is the problem, right? These liberal women just think they could go up to you, be disrespectful, and you're just going to sit there and put up with it. Why? Well, because that's their privilege. As a liberal hack, they could say whatever they want to you, and you have to put up with it, tolerate it. It's 2026. We're not putting up with it anymore. Good on Eric Adams. Good he held himself back. I have a feeling you want to do a little bit more than tell her to F off, but we do not support violence against women. Unless, of course, it's another female, then, you know. Then all is fair. All is fair. Obviously, we don't know what started that little heckling situation, but I'd really love to hear his side on all of that and what began or how it began. You know, President Trump this morning, and I try to keep up with him on Truth Social. If you follow me on X, you probably see my posts. Because obviously he doesn't post too much on Twitter. Probably not allowed to, given the fact that he has his own platform. But there was this post that he made this morning in regards to cutting off the funding for states that allow sanctuary cities. Take a look at this post. Effective February 1st, no more payments will be made by the federal government to states for their corrupt criminal protection centers known as sanctuary cities. All they do is breed crime and violence. If states want them, they will have to pay them. Make America great again. Yeah, you know what? F it. Why not? Do it. Do it. We've been calling on this from day one. It's refreshing to see almost a year into this administration. We're actually going to do it. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of legal challenges. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Clinton, Biden, Obama appointees that say, he can't do that. But, you know, do it. Do it. Do it. Because, listen, obviously, if they have the funds to set aside for a lot of these free incentives for illegal aliens to invade their states, you know, New Yorkers, for an example, when I was in college in New York, I graduated, I had student loan debt. Again, not asking you to pay, but I will tell you, though, illegal aliens who came to the state of New York, they didn't have that debt. Why? Well, because taxpayer money went towards their education. I didn't have that privilege as an American citizen whose father and mother have paid into the system for years. But an illegal invader who just came into our country illegally, they were allowed to get free college tuition. You see the problem here? I'm not telling you need free college tuition for all. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you that illegal aliens, the invaders, should not be getting access to free services when our own American citizens don't have that luxury. But right, states like New York, when they're giving those free incentives, when they're allowing them to leech onto their health care, why do we allow this in the first place? It is up to the administration to say, we're not going to fund this anymore. We're going to pull that funding because you're so wealthy that you could afford this. You could afford to bring these people into your state. You're actually incentivizing them to come into your state and to live in your state. You want to barricade them? You want to protect them from law enforcement from getting them? Cool. You've got the funds. So what we're going to do is just going to pull away our funds. Save the American taxpayers some cash. Because should the rest of us be funding it? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And again, we asked for this. We asked for this. So this is good news. And it should have happened sooner. It should have happened sooner. All right, guys, we have an update in regards to the officer, the agent, the ICE agent, who was the one who shot and killed Renee Good. Now, again, clean shoot, good shoot. We're here for it. You had to fight for your life. But there's a new update in regards to what's happening with him. I'll give you that in just a few moments. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because right now we've just extended that 40% off mega sale that we were telling you about yesterday. It has now officially been extended for a few more hours. No code needed. The sale will end today. So you're going to want to stop what you're doing right now and head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. If you like that hoodie that I was wearing last week, well, guess what? It's up right now on sale. I think it's like $30 less than it was last week over at thealexjonesstore.com right now. Head on over there. Make sure you snag it before it's too late. The sale only goes on for another couple of hours to do just that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all joining us today on this beautiful Wednesday morning. We just got some breaking news and that wanted to bring straight to you guys right this second. It looks like the FBI has just searched the home of a Washington Post reporter. That news coming to us right now. Now, obviously, the details are very limited, but it looks like this so-called journalist may have had classified documents in their home. Specifically, they're not saying that, obviously, that Hannah Nathanson is the woman who actually went in and got these documents, but apparently she lives with an individual who has access to this material. Now, again, we're waiting for more details on all of this, but as of right now, the Washington Post, too, saying that they're waiting before providing comment, that they are monitoring the issue. But again, this Washington Post reporter has just had their home raided by the FBI. The FBI is looking to crack down to see if there was possibly classified information, government materials inside of their home. And again, there's a person who may have top security clearance who would be the one to have it in their possession living in that home. So again, we're going to continue to follow it as it develops as of right now. But anytime, you know, the FBI raids a home of a journalist, I've got my eye on that, because regardless of what kind of reporter it is or what outlet they work for, obviously you want to make sure that all is fair. And it's not the government trying to crack down and go after reporters. But as of right now, it looks like that they believe that this reporter may have classified documents in their home. Again, this issue, this report
is still ongoing. It's still developing, but this raid happening earlier today and it being carried out by the FBI as well. So we'll keep our eye on that as it develops, of course. But that is the latest on that front. Now, speaking of federal agents, as many of you guys know, we've talked about extensively last week, there was an ICE agent who was forced to shoot and kill a woman who was trying to use her vehicle as a weapon. Her name was Renee Good. Left-wing terrorists have sat here and pretend like her behavior was benign, okay? Nothing wrong there. But we've seen the footage from different angles. She did, in fact, did hit that officer. I want to keep driving that point home. We've seen the other footage. It's very obvious that she looks, she knows he's right there. He pulls out his gun, fires. Because guess what? She just hit him with the car. Second time for him in 6 months. She made that decision to do just that. She made that decision to go out there and harass these agents. Thankfully, they were rolling. You could see that she is a moron first off, but most importantly, is out there just trying to target these agents. Now, the ICE agent, I will not share his name. I want to make sure we don't do that. Because he is an innocent man who has a family, and this should not be taking place right now. We should not be putting out his information so that these left-wing terrorists go after him. We know how vicious we are, that they are. We know how nasty they are. They know what they're going to do to this man. In fact, there are several GoFundMes going on right now, one of them being backed by one of the co-owners of GoFundMe that I just recently donated to. This man is going to have to do a lot of moving, but it looks like it's even worse for him right now because he, in fact, is getting death threats. But Tom Homan's outlining what's going on with him right now and how he's responding to those threats in clip three. Take a listen.
When do I start seeing ICE agents, Border Patrol agents sue for defamation? Mostly, I have been curious about and really honestly, in some ways, imploring the Border Patrol agents who were accused of whipping Haitian migrants by former President Joe Biden and former Vice President Kamala Harris, among many others, to sue them for defamation. It fits the classical legal definition of defamation. And now, to your point, you have all of these, not just politicians, but now celebrities and sports figures like head coaches in the NBA, Doc Rivers and Steve Kerr, calling this agent in Minnesota a murderer. And I do wonder what is holding back these agents for demanding accountability in the form of a lawsuit for defamation.
I think things are so bad now, where are you going to see that start happening? I've talked to a few people, and I think you're going to see it happening. And for this agent that was involved in the shooting, I think he's going to, you know, wait for this investigation to pan itself out and wait for them to come out with actual facts, what happened. Then I think you may see him take action because I know for a fact, you know, now he has to be in hiding. I seen a post this morning on the way to the studio here with his picture, wanted for murder. It's beyond the pale. So I think you're going to see more of that happening now because they're way over the line. You know, we always get, immigration enforcement's always been controversial. It's always been, you know, tug at the heartstrings. I get it. But you know what? They're way over the line now. So I think you're going to see a lot more lawsuits coming here in the near future.
So this agent right now, Tom, is in hiding?
Yes. For the safety of him and his family. I mean, there are wanted posters with his picture, his license plate number, you know, and the death threats against him and his family.
Yeah, obviously, that's what's going on right now because left wing group, the politicians, the Democrats, the NGOs, all of these groups are gunning for him. They don't like him. Why? Because he defended himself. They don't like that. They don't like the fact that he is probably not going to be charged with any crimes because he didn't commit any crimes. He didn't commit any crimes. In fact, I would plead with the President of the United States to issue him a pardon to make sure that the next administration doesn't step in and try their very best to go after him. You see, this is the problem that we have in this country right now. The left is just unrecognizable, a group of communists, terrorists. They are trying their very best to destroy this country. And when, you know, this agent was hit a couple of months prior, you know, nobody cared. Nobody cared. I shared the story. I spoke about it. But did the left-wing terrorists, did they care that a sex offender that he was trying to apprehend decided to drag him in his vehicle for 50 yards and injure him severely? Did anyone care? No, they didn't care. They didn't care. If this agent would have been killed, guess what?
None of them would have cared. None of them. They don't have a desire to see him go home to his family. They think that he is, in their terms, they'd say it all the time, a Nazi. They have completely vilified him. So yeah, now he has to go into hiding. Why? Because the left breeds terrorists. And so that's what's going on right now in this country. We have a massive, massive issue with these people. Will anything be done? Who knows? I mean, why not go after these groups that are out here putting his information, his face out there? These media outlets. They're not media outlets when they're sitting there and they're trying to get this man killed. You know, even the New York Post put out a story on him and his wife. Apparently his wife's an immigrant. Oh, so you're saying he doesn't hate immigrants? Surprise, surprise. I mean, this is what they're doing, though. They're trying to vilify these people. They're trying to make them sound like they are not humans so that their left-wing terrorists, which we know they have a ton of, go out there and commit heinous acts, heinous crimes against these people. So it's absolutely sickening, but hopefully, you know, when this woman, Renee Good's family, was able to raise, she's well over $1.5 million. Wasn't probably going to make that anywhere in her lifetime. Sadly, leaving behind a child. Don't know if that money's ever going to make it to her. Apparently, according to one of the pages I read, it looks like they actually detail that it's going to her wife. It's absolute garbage. I want to turn to another story. This one involving President Trump and the administration, obviously. We talked about how they are going after the Muslim Brotherhood. But he's making good on labeling three Middle Eastern branches of the Muslim Brotherhood as terrorist organizations. And this is important, of course. This is long overdue. Again, I'd like to see this more done legislatively, so that when there's another administration that steps in, they can't just quickly overturn this and change it. But the president's doing his very best to go out there and trying to rightfully so, label this as a terrorist group. And I'm all on board for it. I am. Now, we're also keeping our eye right now on Congress because the Oversight GOP is doing a hearing right now. This one, again, is on federal fraud. If I see anything popping up in regards to that might be interesting, might be enlightening, we'll bring it straight to you. But again, we have President Trump who's going after the chapters of the Muslim Brotherhood, and I'll bring it back to that story. Those chapters being in Jordan, Lebanon, and Egypt. The State Department has designated one of those branches as the Lebanese one as a foreign terrorist organization, which is the most severe label, which makes it a criminal offense to provide any material for these groups. So they might be actually ramping up to do something big here in regards to the Muslim Brotherhood. One would hope. But listen, you know, this is and I know we've had a couple callers call in about this. I keep telling you all, pay attention to what's going on locally. Even if you think, oh, I live in the Midwest, I live in a rural area, this isn't going to affect me. I promise you this is happening everywhere and you need to pay attention to it before it's too late, because here in Texas, they waited too long to get involved. Specifically, I want to talk about Oakland City. They just recently had a major victory in regards to the Broken Arrow Islamic Center that was supposed to go up. And it's a major one. Sadly, here in Texas, they waited too long to get into the fight. But if you're in Oklahoma City, you just had a massive victory. Let's listen in to that report on clip four.
Those who live in Broken Arrow and many others all gathered in the auditorium of the Administrative Services Building at Northeastern State University, Broken Arrow, to discuss the proposed Islamic Center that would be located near Olive Avenue, close to the Creek Turnpike. We first reported on this project in December, and records showed the land was purchased in 2014 by the American Islamic Trust. Since the announcement, the proposal was drawn both support and opposition from members of the community, with more than 400 people signed up to share their thoughts tonight. Many of the concerns were geared towards possible traffic issues, economic discussions, sewer, parking, and the overall uncertainty of what would happen in the building or on the land. Others who were here for it reminded the council that those in the meeting that they too call Broken Arrow home and are wanting the second place to worship.
We are asking for nothing more than what this country promises, the freedom to worship peacefully and to contribute positively to the community we already call home. Regardless, religious freedom does not exist only when it is comfortable or popular. It exists precisely for a moment like this. Tonight is not just zoning. It is about who we are as a community. We respectfully ask the council to affirm the zoning approval and allow this compliant, low-impact place of worship to move forward. We are here to be good neighbors, to serve, and to build surrounding that reflect the values. Broken Arrow stands for fairness, inclusion, and respect for the rule of law.
The traffic in Broken Arrow is getting worse with all the ongoing building in the city, but where road extensions isn't keeping up. This is certainly true on South 129th East Avenue, where the property in question is. 5 o'clock traffic on South 129th is already frustrating. Adding the more place, another place of assembly or shopping center means it will only get worse. It is a two-lane road that, according to the city's plan, won't be widened for another 10 years, as was mentioned earlier. So why would we consider rezoning this commercial or granting a special permit for a place of assembly with no immediate plan to alleviate the extra traffic it would create?
City leaders acknowledge that while development projects often bring differing opinions, they say this proposal has gained a level of attention unlike previous projects.
Yeah, because nobody wants this in their community. The reality of it is they've purchased land. Like you heard there in 2014, this land was purchased by an Islamic group. And the reality of it is it takes them a while, obviously, to push forward and pretend like they're going to develop something to contribute to the community. But the reality of it is until they are the majority, they always play up that card. Oh, we're here to contribute to the community. But they don't want to coexist. We know that whenever they get to the majority, they usually kill off everyone else. Don't believe me? Take a look. What's happening all across the Middle East? Could you pop up in the Middle East in any Arabic country and say, hey, I want to open up a church here? The vast majority of them would never allow you to do that. Then they come here to our country and we say, oh, we just want to practice our religion. Well, many would argue that it's not a religion, in fact. And many would say, yeah, we probably should stop this from happening. Because once they start popping up, you know what they do? They start building more and more and more. And they don't want to include those who were there from the beginning. They push them out, in fact. You've seen what's happened in Dearborn, Michigan. Even the mayor over there saying, get out, Christians. So this nonsense where they pretend like they want to just coexist, they want to live amongst us, is absolute garbage. It is intentionally misleading. Intentionally misleading. So good news there. This is why, again, and I believe we even had a caller call in about this, if I'm not mistaken. That was about over a month ago in regards to Oklahoma. So that's great. They've been able to push back and prevent that from happening. But again, it's just temporary because they own the land. So there's going to be more proposals that come forward. They got to rewrite whatever it is. And you have to keep fighting. You can't just back down then. We're seeing this play out too in Plano, Texas. Many of you guys know Epic, which has changed their name to sound like they are not have any relevancy to Islam. They're trying to distance themselves from the word Islam. They've taken the name Islam out. And they just say that they're in the meadow. They are looking to build up a property. We all know that's not the case. They are looking to exclude those in the area. Although they legally can't discriminate housing-wise on who could live in their community, they will charge you fees, HOA fees that go to their mosques. They will not include you in, obviously, the community events. This is the reason why you fight back, because once they start taking over, it's no longer we want to coexist, it's we have conquered. And again, we've played those clips for you in Michigan where now they become the majority and they say the words conquer. We've conquered this neighborhood. There's no other group I'm familiar of that sits there and describes purchasing a ton of land in one area and then saying, we've conquered this. Unless, of course, you know, you really are truly in a holy war that you've declared on those who do not believe in your so-called religion. So victory lap there. Again, pay attention. It's happening everywhere. they're purchasing land. They wait a couple of years and then they tell you, we're going to build, we're going to push more, we're going to bring more Muslims to our area. You know, I was walking my dogs, took them to the dog park in Plano, and there's a group of Muslims who go there apparently to walk and to tour and to tell other Muslims to come here. Look how beautiful this community is. This community is beautiful for sure. But it's beautiful not because it was built by Muslims. It's beautiful because it was built by strong Christian men who built up our community. And they don't want to tell you that. They want to push us out. And thankfully, they're getting a lot of pushback now, but it might be a little too late for the DFW area, because within the last 2 years, 48 mosques have gone up. And that's just mosques. That's not including everything else. So pay attention locally, folks. I'm promising you, this is going to be a massive, massive issue for so many. All right, let's talk about this. I saw MTG tweet this out this morning, and obviously this is very controversial. But the ACLU is dropping a lawsuit that was brought on against the Trump administration. This one specifically is about withholding Planned Parenthood funds and for some other health clinics, which obviously HHS was supposed to be doing last spring. That's what was announced. Well, according to this report, and again, HHS has not commented on this as of yet, HHS has quietly released the money back in December, so that's last month. That is the reason why the ACLU has apparently dropped this lawsuit. The Trump administration still defending in court for bigger federal cuts to Planned Parenthood. But apparently this specific lawsuit has officially been dropped by the ACLU. Now, the group also says restoring funds will not undo all the harm that has been done. I mean, again, it's not harm that's been done. But again, this article is brought to you by Politico, so we'll just spare you there. Now, also to be fair, HHS has vowed to investigate whether these 16 grantees that have collectively ran more than 800 clinics, they're going to investigate whether it is widespread practices across hiring operations, patient treatment, and unavoidably employee race in a negative manner. Then they're also saying that they're also investigating that these clinics may have potentially been encouraging illegal aliens to receive care. And that would be taxpayer funded, of course. So we'll keep our eye on this. We'll wait to see if HHS has a response, because obviously this is a massive issue. And this is one thing you don't want to see the Trump administration giving up on anytime soon. Anytime soon. Speaking of the DOJ, you know, there's a report that came out yesterday. Apparently, people are leaving the DOJ. Again, it's the Civil Rights Division. So, you know, this has been ongoing where they have these groups that depart. They don't like the vision that both Harmeet has, Harmeet Dillon. Several career prosecutors in the DOJ Civil Rights Division announced that they are leaving the department shortly after they learned there would be no civil rights probe into the fatal shooting of that Minneapolis terrorist, Rene Good, by federal immigration agent, obviously, as we just discussed. It's according to six sources familiar with the matter. Again, so they tell you that there's six sources, and then they tell you at least six prosecutors. Tell you who their sources are. I bet you, if I had to place bets, probably one of those prosecutors going straight to CBS News with this story. Most of whom are supervisors over the Civil Rights Division will be leaving their jobs. Their decision is to depart was announced at a staff meeting on Monday, according to a CBS News sources. Of course, the federal government's not going to look into this to see if her civil rights were violated. You know whose civil rights were violated? The guy who was getting hit by a car, a 4,000-pound car. His civil rights were violated. Why don't you look into that? And I hope, I mean, obviously, I hope that if she had any life insurance policy that it doesn't pay out. I'm just so tired of this, the level of delusion. You know, they've weaponized the Civil Rights Division over the DOJ for far too long. In fact, sending police officers who were just doing their jobs, trying to defend themselves, have been victims of the DOJ's Civil Rights Division. And so seeing this all play out now, good for them. Good for them. Hit the door. Get out. Get out. Because chances are you are probably one of the six who are going after law-abiding officers who are just trying to go home to their families while doing their jobs. And so I'm all on board for this. If you want to leave, leave. You are doing this country a service actually by leaving the Civil Rights Division. We need to encourage this behavior. You need to get out if you are unwilling to do your job in a nonpartisan fashion just because you think that the woman who is using her 4,000-pound vehicle as a weapon, that she somehow had her civil rights possibly violated. Yeah, I think the term is piss off because you know what? That man almost died for a second time in 6 months. How about somebody investigate his civil rights being violated? How about that? How about that? You know, these law enforcement officers, these specific agents. Now, again, I don't want to sit here and, you know, say back the blue because that's a regrettable statement to make because there are a lot of corrupt individuals who are a part of law enforcement. But those who are banging down doors, collecting these sex offenders who were illegally brought into our country, these murderers, these are the people who I praise. These are the people I want to make sure we support. Because if you go after this man, if you allow them to do what they're trying to do to this man, guess what's going to happen? Americans aren't going to be so brave to take on these roles, take on these positions. So this is why when these terrorists, when these left-wing terrorists come from them, for them, and you need to, as loud as possible, say no, I actually want to inspire those to defend themselves. Because again, when these officers, when these agents are hit by cars and they're injured or they're killed, nobody cares. Civil Rights Division doesn't launch an investigation. So get the hell out of here. If you don't want to do your job, get out. Folks, I want to remind you, we've just extended that sale over at thealexjonesstore.com. If you haven't checked it out, make sure you do just that. A couple more hours left. We're giving you that. I don't know. It's like a New Year's celebration. Can we still say New Year's? We're a couple of weeks in. I'll go with it. It's 40% off. It's our mega sales going on right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. It's been extended for a couple more hours. No discount code needed. The sale's going to end again today. So head on over right now and make sure you snag some incredible deals. I know a lot of you were commenting on the hoodie that I had on the show the other day. That is on sale. Looks like it's like $30 off from what it originally was when I wore it. So if you're waiting, now's a good time to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you snag that. I had it in a small. Ladies, it's actually very comfortable in a small. If you are looking to grab an InfoWars hoodie, I'd highly recommend you do just that. And also, just to incentivize you heading over there right now, you only have about 3 days left to enter to win that Ford Raptor plus $10,000 cash. That giveaway is going to end very, very soon. So head on over right now, thealexjonesstore.com, and make sure you do just that. All right, guys, I've got a lot to discuss in a little bit. James O'Keefe just caught a Secret Service agent giving away a little too much information about J.D. Vance's detail. We'll discuss that in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, we might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Thank you.